T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All of a sudden, it's very windy in Ashburn.
It happened like that yesterday, too, Jay.
It's pleasant. And shout out to Chris Kerwin. Not only did he get me lunch, but he gave me a sunshade. So now I've realized that all the other beat folks are making fun of me because I'm just sitting by myself at a table in the middle of a field. I kind of look like Pablo Escobar in Narcos when he's just by himself looking sad all the time. That's kind of my look right now.
Hey, you know what you tell him? When we go to Vegas and we're balling and they won't be there, we're going to make fun of them.
That's what we're going to tell them.
The cheddar you making, they're not.
Kime and Standing said it looks like I'm starting my own lemonade stand and I'm going to try to sell lemonade.
Tell Kime, I say, when those running backs keep their guys up, they're going to be okay.
Let's bring on, speaking of beat reporters, let's bring on one of the best, Miss Nikki Jabvala from the Washington Post. Nikki, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's so bizarre. So Nikki and I are looking at each other from about 40 feet away, but I was unsure of the Comrex being able to handle everything, so she's on the phone. Nikki, what do you think of my setup over here at this random table in the middle of the field?
You need a tent.
It is very lemonade stand-esque. I applaud the effort. I like how you got the umbrella stand for the shade.
Kerwin just gave me
nice
that.
Touch.
It helps. It's hot out here.
Yeah.
When you're just baking in the sun.
Shouldn't he get his daughters to make some lemonade tomorrow and bring it in there and put it for sale? Get a few people buy it from him.
I mean, I think you should. I think the people want it. Give the people what they want.
Nikki, if I show up with lemonade tomorrow, you get a free one, all right? And I'm charging Standing $25. That's how it's going to go down.
Heck yeah. You're my favorite. Don't tell them that.
Let's start with the action on the field. Somebody that's having a couple guys, whoever, that are having a best camp, something more than you expected.
I think Steven Sims is one of them. You know, that competition for the last receiver spot, however many they're going to have open, whether they keep 5, 6, 7, it's going to be tight. They got a lot of talent in that group this year, but he's one that has really stood out. He's looked fast. He's, you know, good cutting. He's been sort of an impact player, it feels like, when they've had team drills. And he's in on the return of rotation, so I feel like that can only help you when you're fighting for a roster job. So he's one that certainly stands out to me.
Carter, he and Steven look basically the same size, me, and they both played kind of the same. I mean, they look the same size. When you look out there, if you don't look at the 6 and the 5, you think it's the same person. What type of chances do you think he has?
I think they both have a really good chance. I mean, Carter's a more experienced guy. They brought him in as a free agent for this role to be a returner, to be, you know, help out receiver, play slot. So, yeah, they do look incredibly similar out there. And I think the competition really is between those two primarily right now. Antonio Gandy-Golden is always a wild card for me because he's a fourth-round pick. You don't want to just move on from a fourth-round pick quickly, and he really didn't get much time last season because of the injury. I think it was a hamstring, right? So you want to see him continue to develop, but Carter and Sims have, in my opinion, looked a little bit more effective. It's still early. It was only the second day it passed, but as of now, those two have looked more effective.
Harmon not even on the radar a little bit, right?
Yeah, he looks great in one-on-ones, and, you know, he's had some really good catches in team drills. But I feel like he hasn't gotten a ton of time, but maybe I'm just not looking as closely. He hasn't stood out the way that Sims has to me.
Well, and the way he needs to, if he's got, I mean,
oh, yeah.
Let's be real. Barring some injuries or something crazy, five of those spots are locked up. You've got Samuel McLaurin, Humphreys, and De'Ami Brown are locked up. And I think, to De'Ami Brown's
Cam
credit,
Sims.
With Samuel on, Cam Sims would be the fifth, yes, thank you. With Samuel on, he maximized his opportunities and looked pretty good.
He really has. I mean, I think he came in and, you know, everybody just assumed he's just a one route receiver. It's just can only run the go route. But he does have more in his arsenal. I think he has been really good. He looks confident out there, too. He's impressed me quite a bit. And I don't say that only because I went to Carolina. Like, I thought he looked really good for a rookie receiver. Now, when they get in-game, I think that's what's always interesting to me because – I don't know, just in my years covering the league, I've always noticed that receivers, tight ends, pass catchers in general, playing at full speed, it's a significant jump. It's a different transition. And usually by year two for pass catchers, you really see them come into their own. So I'm curious how he'll look in year one.
We talk a lot about the different positions out there, but the running back position, we see Barber come back this year. He lost some weight. When you look at that position, after Antonio and McKissick, who you think the next one or two may be?
Yeah, we were debating that on the sideline today. You know, it's AG, obviously, one, McKissick, two. I still lean toward Peyton Barber at three, and then you got Lamar Miller and Jarrett Patterson. And Jarrett Patterson has looked really good. It requires context, obviously, because he's going against primarily the threes, sometimes the twos. You know, I think he's shifty. Like, he's tiny, but he's shifty, explosive, fast. You know, you do wonder with the size, how will he hold up? Can he withstand the hits of that position? Lamar Miller, the more experienced guy, given the practice squad rules that are still in effect from last season, a veteran like Lamar Miller can be on the practice squad. The question is, will he clear waivers if you decide to waive him, you know, within the first round? Same with Jarrett Patterson. He was undrafted. You got to factor in his size, but all of this is on film now. Depending on how either both perform in preseason, will they clear waivers? Can you afford to cut him? So, yeah, I think that position is, you know, another wild card. Will they need to keep four backs? How will that affect the receivers? What does that mean for the DBs? So that's kind of the puzzle that the team will have to figure out.
Well, and some of this puzzle is going to get figured out for them. Just it's an unfortunate part of it, but injuries are going to occur between now and the end of the month, between preseason games and 20 more practices, yep. Whatever it is. One more on the offense before we switch to the defense. In my depth chart, which is not official, unfortunately, but on my depth chart, I got Tamarack Hemingway as your number two tight end. I think he's started to emerge and really look pretty good. And Beamich and I have kind of had this theory where I've seen it enough as a reporter, and he's seen it on the player side. They don't want to lose Samus Reyes, but I'm not sure he's ready to be on an active NFL roster at this point. He's now dealing with a knee injury. How do you think this all shakes out? Is there a path to Reyes maybe going to IR so they don't have to worry about trying to get him back to a practice squad where I don't think he would clear waivers?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I think, you know, you never wish injury on anybody, and we still don't know the severity of what he's dealing with. He was out there today, just had a wrap on it, but appeared to be walking okay. But I do think if he's still dealing with this deep into camp after preseason, that IR is a very realistic possibility. You know, and the new IR rules that they implemented last year are still in effect, where you can put a guy down, and I think it's, what, 3 weeks they can come off as opposed to the 6 week chunks before they can start to practice again. But I agree with you. I mean, he's got the size, he's got the strength, he's got all the athletic attributes that you want in a tight end, but he's just so new to the sport in general, not even the position, the sport. that he does not seem ready. And it's I can't imagine what that transition would be like. But yeah, you got to decide what you're going to do with him. And I agree with you. I think Tamarack Hemingway is a clear number two at tight end. And then you got John Bates, a draft pick, as your number three. But yeah, I could see Samus Reyes starting the season on IR.
Me too. So we're talking with Nikki Jabala from the Washington Post. She covers the Washington football team, does an excellent job. Nikki, let's go to defense. So much was made of the strong performance last season. Finished top five, finished second in points. But they also played Ben DiNucci and Nick Mullins and Ryan Finley, no relation. What are your expectations for this defense this fall?
Yeah, good question. Given the quarterbacks they are going to face, which, you know, they got Brady, Roethlisberger. I mean, they got a lot of the top guys, Rodgers. I mean, it's going to be a difficult one. And to me, it always comes down to the secondary. I think that defensive line, I mean, they're just stacked. And they look even better than last year, just, you know, having a year to work together. And, yes, it's early in training camp, but I don't care. You can tell that defensive line is just they're huge and they're really good at what they do. The secondary
they're really good.
The secondary is a question mark in my mind because you got a lot of new guys coming in, and I do wonder how is William Jackson. He is going to be playing more zone. They you would think they'd use him in man too because he's so good at it, but he will be playing more zone in the system. How will he handle that transition? How will it affect the rest of the secondary? How do they plan to use all their safeties? How do they plan on moving guys around? Does the development of Benjamin St. Juice, does that affect where you use Kendall Fuller? I mean, if he's an outside guy, does Kendall Fuller move inside? There's still all these unknown, I guess, parts and how it all shakes out. So to me, they're the biggest question mark. I think Washington gave up, the second most or the most, 40 yards completions last season.
They were giving up big plays, yep, especially early.
Yeah, so it is one thing to monitor. I mean, they do have the benefit of that defensive line that helps any secondary, but I think their ceiling will ultimately come down to that group.
And I look at the offense. I know they added a lot of weapons to it, and I think ultimately we saw the defense be used in different ways, and they got better and better as the year went on. Offensively, I still think that it's not necessarily having the weapons, it's how the weapons are going to be used. Do you see a situation to where they're starting to make that come to fruition to where you understand exactly how they may use most of the guys?
I can see where Scott Turner is getting more comfortable with some of his player skill sets. Like, you can see how they're using the running backs and some of the team drills. You know, you got J.D. McKissick catching, I want to say, more passes than he would normally catch in a game last year. And he looked really good at it. I feel like he's more comfortable with how he can use Logan Thomas, who could be a really, really good tight end. I thought he was really good last year, and he's looked even better this year, just getting more comfortable in the position. So that's where I see the comfort is more on the coaches understanding their players and what they can do with them. I felt a lot of times last year there was a lot of experimentation, and rightfully so. They didn't have OTAs. They didn't have minicamp. They didn't have preseason. They went into the season pretty cold, mm-hmm. and you're trying to figure it all out on the fly. But I feel like in camp you're starting to see them really understand what each player does best. It's kind of fun to see, honestly. You can kind of see some of the offense take shape. I still think you can't really fully grasp what the offense will be until Curtis Samuel comes back.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Nikki, a little breaking news here. I don't know if you've seen this. I have my computer in front of me. The Washington football team just signed what I assume is a receiver. He looks a little light to me, questionable hands, but certainly speed. They've signed Ted the Bird. You should get a lot of credit on naming him Ted.
Got me there. Searching Twitter, oh my God, what I missed.
The fun part was I could watch you while I was teeing that up like that.
Oh my God.
Now, it's my understanding that some of the players were calling this bird tweet, but you decided to name him Ted, and it looks like that must be his government name because the Washington football team has announced they've signed Ted the Bird. Just tell us what you know about this bird, how big of an impact he can make this season. Yeah, we need the full scouting report.
Yeah, he's a real gamer. And he's been out there for practice every day. You know, he's been around the huddle. He's been around Chase, asking all the right questions. Really eager to learn. I just feel like he's a solid addition to this team. I think he's got tremendous speed, very versatile, and then you know how they love position flex. So
you can never have enough guys that can fly over the middle.
Exactly. The more you can do, I see what you did there. The more you can do.
Last one, and this one is perhaps more serious. Somebody on Twitter tweeted me and said that I am saying your last name wrong. Is the B silent?
It is not silent. It is Jabvala.
Jabvala.
Okay, so I'm saying it right, Nikki Jabvala.
You are correct. All right. I can confirm that.
Thank you. Thank you, random Twitter person. You're incorrect, and this is the moment where B-Mitch tells me to stop paying so much attention to Twitter.
Yep. Stop worrying about him.
Nikki, tell everybody where to find you and what kind of content you got coming out.
You can find me on WashingtonPost.com or on Twitter at Nikki Jabvala.
All right, there you have it. Thank you very much, Nick. Congratulations on naming the bird the Washington football team signed. That, listen, put that on your resume. Not everybody can say that.
Career highlight. My parents will be thrilled.
Thank you, Nikki. Give her a follow on Twitter at Nikki Jabvala.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back. B-Mitch here, B-Mitch and Finley. And we're going to get into a little conversation about the fight yesterday that happened at Giant Stadium. JP and myself, we discussed it a little bit. And Joe Judge, as I stated earlier, he made it bigger than what it could be. But then today he has a quote that says he was turned on by the fight. My explanation of it yesterday was that he was basically doing this to take full advantage of an opportunity to get his guys to run because he wanted them to do some after-practice stuff. And by acting like he did not like the fight, he took advantage of that. They ran. They did sit-ups, push-ups, whatever the hell he had them doing. But then we look up there in Detroit, there was another fight going on, and that Dan Campbell, I think his name is, that coach was losing his mind. The mere fact that he comes back today and say he was turned on by it, I think he had to act that way because the quarterback was involved. My quarterback was involved. And if that quarterback had gotten hurt, then all of a sudden it would have been a hell of a problem for him and his ownership. But other than that, I don't think it was a problem at all because so many people I hear him talking about fights in practice. You have all these testosterone-driven men in hot weather who is constantly battling each other. Some people are losing. Some people are winning. Some people are getting the best of the other. And that all begins to boil over. But people go, well, if they fight in practice, they're going to fight in the game. Crap. When Coach Joe Gibbs was here, there were a lot of fights. And Coach Gibbs did exactly what Joe Judge did sometimes. Sometimes he let the fight go on. We'll just move on the side and keep practicing. Other times, he acted as if he was truly, truly upset. And he said, line up, and he made us run. He basically made us condition and do things that he wanted us to do, which does what in the long run? Helps the team out. I don't think it was anything that was that he just totally hated. He loves that fire. And if you have all of these guys going together and someone doesn't get upset, guess what I always say about that? Then they're not practicing hard enough. So ultimately, these coaches, they now try to play for the media. I've been in the media a long time. But if I'm a football coach, I'm not trying to play up for the media. I'm trying to get my team better. That's what I'm trying to do over and over again. Go ahead, Jay.
I wanted to ask you this, though. You've been in a lot of fights. I don't know the number. I don't know if you want to disclose.
About 100 and something, 200, 300, 400.
I believe whatever number you tell me, I believe it, honestly. Knowing you and imagining what you were like 20 years ago. Or 30 years ago. Jeez. 40 years.
Wait. Hold on, man. Stop going up.
Well, it started. It made me realize, like, I knew you 10 years ago, and I knew you were what you were like. I can only imagine 20, 30 years ago. And I know that you've been turned on at least 4 times. So, in your hundreds of fights, have you ever been turned on? It's just a weird choice of words from Mr. Judge.
It's a weird choice of words, but you remember yesterday when you brought this up and I said, I guarantee he was excited to some level because he saw some fight in his team. And I know it scared him when, what's the little quarterback name?
Daniel Jones
was underneath the pile or whatever, at the bottom of the pile. But ultimately, what Daniel Jones did yesterday by taking up and throwing a blow is exactly what Tom Brady does every time something goes on when somebody does something to his team, whether it's his coach, another team's player, or even a damn referee. He stands up for him. So what do those players do for him in turn? They go out and they do everything possible. That was a young man from the University of Southern Mississippi who got into a fight with Warren Sapp more than once. Brett Favre.
Certainly was, yeah.
What does his team do for him? But then there are also quarterbacks that we see other teams drag them all over the field and their offensive line stay in the huddle, no go help him. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, do you remember during the height of the RG3 collapse, I'll say? When things were going bad. Somebody, I don't remember who it was, but some media outlet made a point of counting how many times offensive linemen tried to help Robert up when he got knocked down. And it was like, in a game, say Robert got knocked down 20 times and people only tried to help him up 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, same thing with Randall Cunningham. Because Randall had the reputation of being very, very selfish, self-indulgent. He was the type of person that didn't want to do anything for anybody else. He thought it was all about him. And nobody tried to help him up, as good as he was.
I did not know that was his reputation.
Was it
accurate?
Based off of some receivers that played with him and others, yeah. Because he wouldn't try to get together in offseason. He wouldn't try to deal with people. He was doing his own thing. But ultimately, what happened yesterday, Joe Judge saw a quarterback make a move that he probably didn't feel was the smartest move, but he saw his team now going to have his quarterback's back because he had their back. He saw offense come together against his own defense, but that defense came together too. So, yeah, they fought. But what he's going to do now, after he finished yelling at him in front of the media, now he goes in the locker room and he talks about how the offensive group was solid and they stuck with each other. How the defensive group was solid and how they stuck with each other. Now we got to find a way to link that to become together as a solid team. You get where I'm coming from?
Sure.
These coaches are the best, dude.
You say you turn anything into motivation.
Yeah, but you can. But you have to. The coaches sit there and they make the media and the outside world think one thing, and then they use that same stuff to help benefit them and bring their team together. So fighting, though, in practice, man, I just think that that's something that's just going to happen. Just like we always said that, you know, we got the NIL going now. The people that absolutely loves their colleges with money, it's hard as hell to stop them from trying to do something for the kids that's bringing them enjoyment. I mean, all kind of joy and enjoyment all the time. They're going to always try to find a way to help those kids out.
Now, I by and large agree with everything you said, but we're ignoring something that's important that maybe we should open the phone lines up. I know we don't have that much time left. Grant and Danny start at 2 o'clock, and they're going to do a great job. But Joe Judge said he got turned on by watching his football team fight. So my question for the listeners is there any weird stuff out there that turns you on? I have no idea what these phone calls could be like, but I know that sometimes
we got to absolutely be careful with this one.
I love when I make you nervous. That's when I know I'm doing it right. Let's start with Cody Betts. He's a young man. He loves gambling. Cody, is there anything weird out there that turns you on?
Nothing really.
Well, what about
if you're holding Ace King suited?
Well, I will be there tonight at MGM. If anybody wants to come out to the Cakes Classic, $320 buy-in, $50 bounty. Come on out.
Are you getting a deal yet for all the promoting of that place you do? You get in for $280.
He gets to go in and lose his money.
No, but the big man, he hooked me up with $50 for food last time.
Cakes did?
No, the poker room manager. Adam.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, great guy.
500 next time.
That's very cool. So you're telling me, Cody, you're sitting there, big stack, final table of a tournament.
Double ace.
And you get ace king suited that the hairs on the back of your neck don't stand up a little bit?
Oh, you get going, but you got to keep it cool. You got to keep it relaxed. You know, no one can find out. So you got to stay chill.
Well, I can tell you what turns me on, JB.
Oh, boy. Are you going to? I know you could, but are you going to?
I knew I'll scare you with that. No, I'll be honest with you. When I was in college, every time I would, like, lift a personal best, I was kind of turned on by it. Got excited.
Now you're talking.
I'm
all
serious.
Right, landfill.
Like, whenever I would lift weights, I mean, hit a certain number, when I first squatted over 550, I was like, whoo. When I power cleaned 315 and then went up, man, I'm serious. When I hit the 345 plus, man, I could have thought that was the best thing in the world, man.
Landfill, you're walking in to an Italian deli.
Ooh.
And they say, oh, Jim, it's so good to see you.
He's on the house.
We know it's your birthday, and we've prepared a pizza, a meatball sub, and a hot Italian sub. All for you, all for
you. Wait, a meatball sub and a hot Italian sub. What?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. The deli meats.
Go ahead.
Are the hairs on the back of your neck standing up?
I mean, not really. I can just, like, go buy all that stuff. That's not that impressive.
Well, then what weird
you got
thing
a, you got a
you
coin that you got it for the rest of the year whenever you want it.
This is something Whoa. That apparently you can't buy anywhere, which is a functioning Wi-Fi. That's what really gets me going.
How did I know that you were going there?
Who? Landfill?
No, Landfill, yeah. Because when he looked, though, he kind of was smiling a little bit. I could see his little, you know, his little brain starting to just twist. And I said, okay, he's going back at that again.
800-636-1067. New York Giants football coach Joe Judge is turned on by watching his team fist fight. What turns you on that's kind of weird? Listen, there are no wrong answers here. Just try to keep it clean. The phone number is 800-636-1067.
Go ahead. Finish the number.
Go ahead.
Coaches sit there all the time and tell players about fighting and this, that, and the other. And when a fight breaks out on a Sunday and a couple of guys don't get involved with the fight, those guys get kind of talked about and told, why the hell are you not helping your team in practice later on? You see what I'm saying? They don't want you to fight, but they want you to fight. You see?
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I want my guys to stick together. If we going to go down, let's go down with all of us showing people that we're not letting you come in here and do anything wrong to us.
You're not doing anything wrong to us.
Yeah.
If our crew got into a fight, me, you, Cody, and Landfill, who do you think would be at the bottom of the pile?
Probably you. I'm not.
Just because of the ribs issue, like
well,
the current.
You like to
hold up.
I just don't think that you're more of the stand up and throw them things.
I
you told me you're gonna try to take them to the ground and harm them, so you might be on the pile.
Yeah, I'm a jiu-jitsu guy. That's my technique.
I'm trying to lay them out.
I believe that very much. Did you ever settle on the number of fights you've been in? Number? Because you started at 100 and then got all the way up
to 400. No, I've been in well over. Man, when I was in high school. Like junior high, elementary, middle school, then getting into junior. I might have fought damn near every other day until I hit the ninth grade. My dad was telling me, look, man, you can't keep coming home like this. You know? And then a lot of times the principal wouldn't send us home. You know, we'd get into the fight and then he made us do some work at school and do different things. And then, you know, we stopped fighting because I didn't want to have to clean up. I didn't want to have to
at
go
at a certain them. Point, sending you home was ineffective if you just got into a fight the next day.
Well, after the ninth grade year and I got suspended for 10 days and my dad he gave me this talk and he was looking at me a certain way, I realized that's the last time I'm going to do this. So I made sure all my fights came after school then.
A 10-day suspension is no joke. All right, it is almost time for Heard It Here First. I have no idea who's winning the week, but we're going into our last night. Could be money on the table. Let's find that out.
I know who's not winning it.
Who is that?
Me.
All right, well, cross Brian off the list. Here's one dude you should not cross off the list. That's my guy, Paul Henry. Paul Henry's window installation has taken good care of Brian Mitchell's family, and now they're taking good care of my family. I got old house, old windows. Paul's getting me up to speed with new doors, new windows, and he's getting me a great deal. Honest pricing from a family person. You can't beat that when you're going into local business. Give Paul Henry a call. Check him out online. Trust me, that's the guy you want to be with. 540-402-9428. 540-402-9428. PaulHenrysWindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Listen, I don't know if they're having a good camp or a bad camp. I think it's far too early to decide that.
Uh-huh.
But the Giants are having a weird camp, B-Mitch.
Yes.
You're listening to B-Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan. Grant and Danny start in just 15 minutes. So the Giants have already had a giant fist fight that resulted in the whole team running laps. Their head coach said he was turned on by the giant fist fight. Their star free agent wide receiver dealt with at least a minor injury. They're unsure on the comeback status of their star running back, Saquon Barkley. And to try to kind of provide some offensive line depth, they signed former Cowboys lineman Joe Looney. And today he retired.
He actually didn't like that team.
I I mean,
he's like, ah, can't. I thought I could deal with the blue, but they got red in it too. No, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
A lot of people will not play. The guys, especially guys that's been around a while under Joe Judge. Some people are like this second. I'm gonna go again, but you know, those veteran players expect to get some veteran love. Joe Judge doesn't give a damn.
I don't give a damn what you say.
So yeah, if I'm right. Contemplating retirement already, but you just signed me to a deal, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go get this extra money because I'm not gonna make this anywhere else. Then I get there, and you're making it tougher than it's ever been in my career. I'm out. Deuces.
Yeah, I hear you. It's just weird that all of this stuff is happening in New York at one time, but you got to figure some of it has to do with Joe Judge. It's hard to think otherwise.
Yeah, he wasn't all in it anyway. And you know, I always tell you, once you start thinking retirement, you retired.
Yeah.
And it's best that he got out because he plays a position where you can't be half-stepping in there.
Although I often think about retirement, and I am anything but retired. Mike Garofalo from NFL Network, who's actually here in training camp at Washington.
If your job is to tell somebody hitting you on a regular basis, I guarantee you would think in retirement, you'll get out as soon as you get punched in the face.
Brian, I hurt myself on a golf course. I would certainly retire from any sort of contact sport. Mike Garofalo from NFL Network spoke to Joe Looney's agent, Andrew Ross, and the comment was, Joe always felt when his body didn't respond the way he needed it to, it would be time to step away. He has too much respect for the Giants and Coach Garrett to not do that. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Hope Joe is all good in his retirement. Must be nice. Here's what I'd like to do. Cody Betts, let us know who's winning and who's losing this week.
All right, so we've got J.P. Finley, Diamondbacks, had money line. He hit. He is now 1-1 on the week. B. Mitch took the Athletics money line. He is 0-2
now.
Them
lost by 8-1, didn't they?
Yeah, they're just
their
horrible.
Pitcher was 10-4, or 10-something like that, and he gave up 8.
Bama. Mullins took the Phillies last night money line. He is now 1-1. I took the Braves money line and Yankees -1.5. Both those hit. I'm 1.5 and .5. And Linnell took the Cubs, Rockies under 11.5. And now he is 0-1.5.
All right, so who's leading there? You just said a lot of numbers.
I'm ahead by half a game. You and Mullins are tied in second.
All right, so it's a big night. Is B. Mitch mathematically eliminated?
No, it's only Wednesday, so we have two more nights, don't we?
Yeah.
So if he took two parlays, he has a chance.
I just saw somebody just hit a thing on Instagram. They say, JP, I love the show, but JP, math is not a good subject for him. And JP, you prove that every day.
I sure do, Brian. You're right. I really have very little I can say about that. So we got to make some picks for this evening.
All right.
Is there any Olympic stuff we could bet on tonight? I'd love to like have a reason to watch some Olympic stuff.
I've been watching it.
I haven't. I don't know why.
But it's like
I wonder if it's a time difference.
A lot of
or
things
what.
We watch, it comes up later. I mean, you see it tonight, it already happened.
Right. That's giving me trouble. Like, I've already know who's won, and I like not knowing who's won.
Let me bet on the United States women basketball against Australia.
I thought the men were playing Australia.
No, but the women played them, too, and they already won, so I was trying to bet on it.
That's pretty sneaky. You know what I watched last night, and my wife and I stayed up way later than we planned on? Have you ever watched the show Outer Banks? My guess is maybe Cody has watched it out of the four of us.
Nope.
Nah, I never watched that.
Landfill, any chance?
No.
It's good. It's on Netflix. It's dumb, but it's really good. And I think
we want to watch a dumb game.
It's not dumb. It's just it's like a, I don't know. It's like a scavenger hunt mystery thing. It's fun. You should watch it. I give it a dumb but entertaining thumbs up.
Okay.
It's like talking to Pete.
Ooh.
All right. So we need something for tonight. Go ahead. Whoever's got one, Cody or Landfill, fire away.
All right. B. Mitch is gonna go.
Okay.
I'm going to Oakland Athletics and parlaying this thing up. Give me that. Oh, man. I want to take them.
Your boy Otani's pitching.
Where?
Angels versus Rangers.
Ooh. You know I'm going with him.
You love that guy.
Yep. I'm going to give me Angels. And also, I'm going to go with that Athletics tonight. I don't think they're going to have two winning pitchers lose two nights in a row.
How many games in a row have the Nats lost, Cody?
Didn't they just win on Sunday against the Cubs?
I think you're right. So they've only lost two in a row?
Yeah, is that who you're taking?
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, what the hell? I'll take the Nats. My guy Espino's on the mound. I have Espino fever. I need this to get back to football if I'm going to actually... We're going to have to figure something out, too, because...
No, you may just have to continue learning more sports.
Oh. Yeah, maybe. I mean, but be, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm almost 40 years old. I don't think I'm ever going to be a dude that's going to sit down and watch Royals White Sox. Although, I like
Lucas Giolito. You don't have to watch it because you bet on it. Just bet on it and then go have fun. Because when you bet on it and you're watching it, you don't have much fun, man.
How are we as a Nats fan base handling Giolito's success in Chicago? Because they got Adam Eaton for him, and Giolito was supposed to be the stud.
Like, you know, my thought process, once you let him go, they're going bye.
All right,
Landfill, give me your pick.
I'm taking the Giants' money line versus the Diamondbacks.
Did Landfill pick yet? Is there any Australian soccer he can bet on?
I'm taking Max Scherzer to have over 8 strikeouts tonight, and I am actually going to bet against Australian soccer. I'm going to take the U.S. women to win the bronze medal.
Can I add Max Scherzer to my, and have a 3-way parlay, and I could win 2 games? If I lose, I'd lose 1.5? Okay.
I'll let you, the rest of the crew, decide.
No, nope, I've already tried that before. You guys nixed it.
Yeah, let's go with no. That's just Cody overly complicated. No.
That is going to be so weird. Max is pitching for the Dodgers tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to find a new legal stream of that and watch it.
It's called Scherzer's Day.
Scherzer's Day all the time. Thank you to all our guests today. Thank you to Nikki Jabala. Thank you to Ben White. Thank you to Sam Cosmi. Thank you to Landon Collins. Thank you to Wi-Fi and the Washington Football Team for letting me broadcast live out here. B. Mitch may or may not be out here tomorrow. We will figure that out. What I do know, though, is Grant and Danny are coming up next. You should listen to them. And if you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.